And the Monas goal is at Kunkun Kan Tatvagyan is been perpetuated to the end of the fifth era, and you are our torch bearers. So these classes could not be at this today at the graduation ceremony without you. So I thank you, and I thank your parents. Also, on top of it, I have personally visited and stayed at least for 5 weeks, but I couldn't meet Pandit Anubhavji. But Anubhavji, from where he has graduated, Mangalayatan University, Tirtha Mangalayatan, I have visited that place, and I encourage all of you to visit that place sometime whenever you visit India. Whenever you are visiting, let us know. Pandit ji will also help you, or I can help you. But once you visit that place, I'm telling you upfront right now that you will not like to come back to USA. Right, Pandit ji?
Yes.
Right. So, and I couldn't meet Anubhavji personally, but I have met other Vidwans who have graduated or are graduating soon. So I'm just guessing Anubhavji is one of that criteria where I'm really touched personally. And now we are also starting kind of the correspondence programs. We are working on it. So parents and anybody who are interested, let us know. But thanks goes to all of you. And I enjoyed your question answers, but I didn't get anybody's question answers. What happened? Tejal ji, Sachin ji, and Vibhu, or Pandit ji? I ask you that please send us the question answers. What happened? Hello?
Yeah, Niyati, sorry.
I was asking, where are the question answers? We all enjoyed them at the Shibir when your class students had introduced your chapters to us.
Yeah, sorry, Niti auntie, we're not getting what you are asking. I mean, I heard that you said that the students presented the topics very well, so I couldn't hear what you were after that.
We were looking for those questions. If you can provide us soon, because we want to make a jeopardy out of it. Nishal was going to prepare jeopardy out of your questions.
Okay, sure. So, yeah, I'll send it over soon to you, Niti aunty. I have got
Okay, yeah.
questions. Yeah, I have all the questions. I guess I'll I'm waiting for Arjun, I guess, to send me the questions. But rest of Arjun and Jamin, I'm awaiting the questions. But rest of them,
Right.
I have with me. So once I'll get it from Arjun and Jamin and send it to you, consolidated list.
Right. Okay. No, I really appreciate. Thank you. And
Sure.
keep continue, but you guys are doing wonderful job. Thanks goes to all of you. Jai Jinendra.
Thank you. Thank you, Niti aunty. Yeah. Anubhavji, can you say a few words on what your experience, how your experience was in the Pathshala, conducting this Pathshala for last 1 year?
Okay. I never had experience to teach because students are from other languages other than Hindi to teach Janif, and this was my first experience. Natasha, Arush, Arjun, Jaimin, Dia, these all of you are really, really, really very intelligent, very quickly grasping students, and I really enjoy teaching these students. And seriously, a special thanks to be given to their parents, like they actually made them come into the sessions. They make them, I mean, the students attended the sessions willfully, and then they learned things. And we saw that in our exams that yes, they have learned something. And seriously, students in India, the parents in India actually, we have here Pathshalas daily. or weekly, but not every parent sends its students or children to the Pathshala. But here the thing is totally different, and I really, really, really love teaching these kids. These are awesome. Also, the examination that we took, that was covering all the areas to ensure that they have some knowledge or complete knowledge about the things we have taught them. And I was so glad that each and every student, they gave exam very well. And Sachin ji must trust me and believe me that the exam and the, like, the last 1 year that we had in this Pathshala was really, the students made us believe that they the last year, the all the sessions, they actually mattered. And whenever I take class in India, anywhere, I tell everybody about these students, and everybody kind of feels like, okay, this also happens. Like, if we have some kind of interest in journalism, then, like, in a country like America, and the students of this age can also learn so much, which is actually in a different language, and they're learning it, and they're taking it so quickly and so positively and so energetically. And seriously, a big thank goes to all the students. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Anubhavji. Thank you a lot. Thanks a lot, Anubhavji. You know, I would personally like to thank Anubhavji on this call. Frankly speaking, Anubhavji has, you know, never said no for any kind of, you know, dharam-related activities. I mean, you know, for us, it might be very easy that, you know, we are coming in Pathshala on Sunday evening, 7:30 EST time, and it's, you know, 4:30, you know, Washington, where Arjun is there. But for Anubhavji, it's morning 5 a.m. in India. So, you know, definitely, you know, it takes a lot because Anubhavji is, you know, also, you know, working, and he has his daily course to do. He has plenty of, you know, pressure while, you know, his professional life is concerned. At the same time, he has made sure that, you know, any dharam related activities, he has never said no to us. And I can see, you know, whole lot of difference in how the students were a year back and how they are now. So definitely this, the credit goes to Anubhavji. Anubhavji, thank you so much for all your efforts.
It's not like it is what we are taught to do, and we are doing that. So there's nothing to thank about it. Thank you so much for learning. Your... Thanks to the kids, and thanks to the parents to, like, really making these kids into this Jainism, because they will realize later that, yes, the religion make a difference, and this Jainism is the best religion. It's okay, we'll proceed, Sachinji, please, next.
Yeah, Anubhavji, this is your humility that, you know, you are always like that, you never take yourself credit.
No.
Yeah. Okay, now, you know, I would definitely like to take this opportunity to thank all the parents. Thanks to Ashokji and Simonji. Thanks to Poonam ji and Vikas ji. Thanks to Kinnari ji and Tushar ji. Yes, the students were participating in the Pathshala classes, but I know, parents who were behind all these things. And it is good for all the students that they learn Jainism at a very young age, so that, you know, later in their life, all the Jain principles of what is right and what is wrong will come into their mind any point of time when they are trying to take a step in the life. You know, these questions will keep coming in their mind, whether I am taking the right decision, whatever I am going to do, is this right, is this wrong, is this, you know, proper in our Jain dharam or not. So, you know, that's our main goal. So thanks to all the parents, for making sure that all the students have joining the Pathshala regularly and making this Pathshala session a huge success. Now just moving on to a bit of statistics, just to give a brief background and how our Pathshala started. So it's been a year since we are having Pathshala. The first session started on 24th September of last year, and all in all we had 52 weeks, out of which we couldn't conduct classes on 7 occasions due to some unavoidable circumstances. There were some cases where all the students had some or other program, and I guess there were 2 classes where we got the permission and did not conduct the class. So all in all, we had 45 classes in the last year, and we had 45 classes in the last year. I know there were some of these students who had they missed few of the classes, and I would request all the students and parents to make sure that from the next year onwards, try to make and attend this class to the maximum extent possible. And I know that if a student is missing the class, please make sure that in the next class when they join, there should be an interest from students prompting what happened in the previous class. I'm sorry I couldn't attend the class, but if you could give me a brief overview, a revision of what happened in the last class, right? That will create an interest in all the students to ensure that they have not missed anything, even though they were absent for the classes. So in the coming year, the next agenda in this session is that what are we going to do in the coming year? After this session, we'll have a break of at least a month, and then we will start with our next year curriculum. The next year curriculum, needless to say, it would be slightly more in-depth, more deeper. It will try to search more about our Jain religion and different concepts and different topics to learn about. What we have learned in this year was all about Jainism, basic introduction to Jainism, what is Jeev and Ajeev, and who is a Tirthankar, who is Bhagwan, what are the differences between them, and also most important thing about who am I, who are you, right? It's about my introduction. So it was a good starting for all the students to know about Jainism, and we will take this to a next level in the next curriculum. Okay, now Anubhavji, I guess we can start with one by one student and give them the feedback on how they have performed on on their exam. Anubhavji, whom would you like to start with?
We'll start with Jaimin.
Okay, we'll start with Jaimin. Just students, just to before we start with the feedback, please keep in mind that this is just a feedback on how you have performed on the day of the exam. This does not mean that you throughout the year whatever you have learned, it is gone out of your mind, right? It is definitely there, and yes, you would get a score of whatever you have got in the exams. But at the same time, for me personally speaking, the most important thing is how much you have learned about Jainism and how much you are applying in your day-to-day life. That is the most important thing than getting a 99% or an 100%, right? So I hope that all of you would have learned about Jainism and you would have already started practicing on your day-to-day life, which is the most important and critical thing. Okay, Anubhavji, let's start with, Jaimin first. Jaimin, you're there?
Yeah.
Yes, Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra, Jaimin.
Jai Jinendra, Jaimin. Congratulations, you did really well in your exam. I just wanted to see all of you, please listen to these questions because somewhere everybody made some mistake in these questions. Okay? So I might ask anybody of you to give us answer of the question. Okay? Jaimin, you know how is our Bhagwan? Hello, Jaimin. Jaimin?
Yeah?
Yeah, you know how is our Bhagwan?
Bhagwan?
He's Vitaragi.
Huh?
Yeah, Bhagwan is free from all the attachments. Anything else?
Bhagwan are infinite.
Bhagwan are infinite, okay. What do Bhagwan has? I mean, the quality of Bhagwan is what? They are Vitaragi, they are free from attachment. And something about, something else do they have? They have some option. Okay, does Bhagwan know everything?
Yes.
So what do we call this particular quality of Bhagwan? One who knows everything. In one word, what do we call it? Bhagwan is what?
Sarvagya.
Sarvagya, exactly. On the day of exam, you did not give us this answer. But I know you knew this answer. One who knows everything is what? Sarvagya. Okay? So, our Bhagwan is Vitaragi and Sarvagya. Okay, Jaimin. Next question. Otherwise, you gave right answers to many questions. Okay. Vitaragi means what, Jaimin?
Free from all attachments.
See, this was one of the questions. Vitaragi means one who is free from all attachments. True or false? You said false. But now you're saying it's true. See, I know you knew everything, but on that day you were kind of little, you know, thinking too much. And I mean, about Bhagwan, many students did this mistake. Like, one who is free from all attachment is known as Vitaragi, and one who knows everything is known as Sarvagya. Okay? Okay. What do we mean by Mangal? Jaimin. Yes. Mangal, you know we read about four Mangal. Yeah, what?
Supreme.
Mangal is what? Mangal who is supreme. Okay, then what is Uttam? What is Uttam?
Bhagwan.
What?
Bhagwan.
Bhagwans are Uttam, Bhagwans are Mangal, and Bhagwans are Sharan. I am asking, what do we mean by Mangal? What do we mean by Uttam? And what do we mean by Sharan? Okay, who will tell us? Who will help Jaimin in Mangal, Uttam and Sharan? Arush? Arush, are you there?
Yes, I'm
Hello,
there.
Arush?
Yes?
Yeah, you know what do we mean by Mangal? We read about Mangal, Uttam and Sharan. There are four Mangals, four Uttams, four Sharans. So, one of the Yeah, yeah, say.
Mangal means
something which brings something to you. Something which brings this and takes away something from you. Okay, what? Uttam or Sharan, any one of these, can you tell us?
I have learned, but I don't remember.
Okay, it's okay. Natasha, what is Mangal?
Mangal is something that gives us happiness.
Mangal is something that brings happiness and takes away all the sins, right? And out of Mangal, Uttam and Sharan, what do we call Supreme? Mangal means Supreme, Uttam means Supreme, or Sharan means Supreme?
Uttam means Supreme.
Uttam means Supreme. Jamin, Mangal is something which gives us happiness, and something which is Supreme is known as Uttam. So Uttam is something which is Supreme. And Arjun, what is Sharan?
Sharan is something that gives us refuge and shelter.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Jamin, now you get it. What is Mangal, Jamin? Hello, Jamin. Jamin?
Jamin, you are there?
Is Jamin on the call?
I guess probably he got disconnected, or I think so. Jamin, you are there on the call?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamin is back.
Okay. Jamin, so... Uttam means Supreme and Mangal means something which brings us happiness. Okay, the same mistake was made by Arush too. Mangal means Supreme. It is true or false? It is false. Mangal means something which brings happiness and takes away all the sins. Uttam means one who is Supreme. Okay, Jamin?
Okay.
Jamin?
Okay.
And the next mistake that you did was not exactly a mistake, but the question was, why do we bow down to Arhanta Parmeshti first and not Siddha Parmeshti? We bow down to Arhanta Parmeshti first because who will tell us? Diya will tell. Diya, explain to you, I mean, why do we bow down to Arhanta Parmeshti first?
We bow down to Arihanta Parameshti first because it has a body and it has Divya Dwani and Samam Sharan.
Okay, so?
Oh, I can
yeah, correct. So they have Divya Dwani. Yes, what?
So it can show us the path to liberation.
Okay, so this shows the path of liberation. That's why we go down to Arhanta Parmeshti first. Excellent, Jamin. Exactly what the answer it is. And you gave it on that day correct too, but not being specific to Devvidhvani. Okay. And Sharan means, now can you tell me what do we mean by Sharan?
Sharan means refuge and shelter.
Yes, exactly. So on that day we asked you what is Sharan. You gave us all the names, but you did not tell us what do you mean by Sharan. And you know that. Excellent. So Jamin, like only these questions were where you were little, like kind of
you were in some questions wrong or not specific, but overall, we know that yes, you know the question, but you were a little kind of nervous on that day. Sachinji, do we tell them remarks now or? Sachinji?
Yeah, Anubhavji, we'll, just before we tell them the score, I'll just an announcement to all of you, to all the students and all the parents, that we have taken the U.S. education system, the grading standards, and we have tried to kind of convert whatever marks they have scored using the percentage into a GPA score. As I thought that would be apt to for all the students, since everyone are in US, to convert their score into a GPA score. So we would tell the GPA score of each of the student, so that they can understand that okay, out of four, where do they stand and how much they have scored. So yeah, Anubhavji, you can just tell Jamin his GPA score.
Okay, on last we'll tell everybody completely. Okay, fine. Sachinji, we'll keep it in last only. You only announce the scores then. Okay.
No, it's okay. I'll then tell, not a problem. So, Jamin, Jamin, so, based on the GPA score, you have got a GPA score of 3.46. Can everybody please give a round of applause for Jamin?
Excellent, Jamin. Very good.
Well done, Jamin. And just to let everyone know that this total marks have been taken into consideration based on the oral test and also based on the presentation that the students had given during the Shibir which we had. And we also had considered in terms of overall students, attendance criteria and all. So, Jamin, excellent. Your score, 3.46 GPA score, that's really good. Now, at this point, I would want Jamin's parents to speak, at least for a minute or two on how their experience was. So, Tushaji, Kinari, please. Kinari Ben, Tushaji, anyone, please.
Hello, Jogi Nendra. Hello.
Jogi Nendra, Kinari Ben.
Bahut acha raha. I like this very well. He learned a really good this year.
Hello, Sachinji.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Kinari Ben, can you just speak for a minute on how your experience was with the Pathshala and what changes you have seen
Hello.
In the Jamin?
Arjun?
Yes, Sachinji.
Okay.
Like
is everybody online or what?
I'm really good this day. He did understand everything about the Ajiv, and he understand why we are going temple and what he means to do that. That I like very good.
Anubhavji?
Yes, Arjun.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you were on the call because I felt like you got...
It's okay.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Kinari Ben. Anubhavji, let's move on to the next student. In interest of time, we are already slightly close to...
Yeah. It's okay. So, okay. Next is Arush.
Okay, Arush. Yeah, Anubhavji.
Arush, now we have already told you what is Mangal. Arush was the only kid who knew everything, and out of some nervousness, he didn't answer many questions. He just said, no, I don't know. Okay, Arush, so you don't have to get scared, okay? If you don't... Okay, Arush, can you... Do you know what you are? You're Jeev or a Jeev?
Jeev?
You're a Jeev or a Jeev?
We're Jeev.
You're Jeev. So I'll say you introduce yourself. So how will you introduce yourself to me? Introduce yourself.
I am Jeev.
Very good. What do you have?
We have knowledge and...
Yeah, knowledge attribute. Excellent. And? And what do we do with this knowledge attribute?
And what do we do with the knowledge? Can we use it to work?
I am Jeev. I have knowledge attribute. And I?
And I?
Know with this knowledge attribute. Right?
Right.
We have Gyan, and then what do? We know with this Gyan, right? So next time if I ask you introduce yourself, don't introduce Arush to me. Introduce the Jeev. I am Jeev. I have knowledge, and I know with this knowledge. Okay? Very good. Okay, where do Siddharth live, Arush? If you learn something about that moon-like structure in the top of the world.
The structure?
Yeah. Where does Siddharth live?
God lives up in the sky.
The place? Up in the sky. Excellent. What do we call it?
Call it?
Siddhishila. You ever heard Siddhishila?
Yes.
Yeah, it is called Siddhishila. Okay, then Mangal means supreme or not? Mangal means something which brings happiness. What? Mangal means?
Happiness and
all. Yeah, which brings us happiness and takes away all the sins. Okay. Okay. The next question was, what do we mean by Nisrahi? Yeah. When we enter the temple, we say three times Nisrahi. Why? To leave behind. Yes, see, to leave behind.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you. You tell me, is it true or false? Nisai means to leave behind all thoughts of the mundane life. True or false? True. Very good. On the exam day, you told us that it is false. Okay, it's fine. And the difference between Arhanta Parmeshti and Siddha Parmeshti. You know what is Arhanta Parmeshti and Siddha Parmeshti? Yes or no?
No.
Yes, so Arhantas have body and Siddhas don't. True? Hello, Jamin. You think so? It's true. Arhantas have body, therefore they give us divya money, right? Siddhas don't have body. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, Jen, Arush. So, we asked you the difference between Arhanta Parmeshti and Siddha Parmeshti, and you told us that you don't know. But I know you know them. Okay, fine. So, see, Arush, you don't have to get nervous, okay? Nobody will say anything to you if you answer incorrectly, okay? But you should answer every time, okay? Very good, Arush. Sachin ji, score.
Okay, so Arush, good, you have done very well, and based on the score on the press, Arush, one more feedback from me is that the presentation that you made on during the Shivir, that was really good, and everyone had liked it. Your overall GPA score comes to 3.40. Please, a round of applause for Arush. Well done, Arush.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is Natasha.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, Natasha. Okay. Just one question to you. Where is complete happiness found? In this, where do we find complete happiness?
Where do we find complete happiness? Where?
We attain moksha.
Right?
And when
Where?
And what did she answer?
What?
No.
Where? Natasha, I cannot hear you.
When you get moksha and your soul gets liberation?
Liberation. In moksha, we have complete happiness, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so that was the question, and you said no, some of Sharan perhaps. Okay, so the complete happiness and liberation. Okay, this was the only questions which went wrong with you. And the one thing we wanted to know, who destroyed more karmas, Arihanta or Siddha?
I think Arihanta. No, wait.
You take your time, think who destroyed more karmas, Arihanta or Siddha?
Arihanta
have destroyed more karma. That's why we bow down to them first.
Yes.
Okay. Arjun, what do you think? Who have destroyed more karmas, Arihantas or Siddhas?
I think that Siddhas have destroyed more karmas because Siddhas have destroyed all 8 karmas, while Arihantas have only destroyed 4.
Natasha, is Arjun sounds correct to you, or?
I guess he's correct.
Natasha, see what we have. Yeah, Natasha, we bow down to Paramishti first because he gives us vivid vani. But Arihanta's body, this body is also one of the karma, okay? We get body because of Ayu karma, Nam karma. So Arihanta's have destroyed only 4 karmas, but Siddhas have destroyed 8 karmas because Siddhas are in the Siddhishila. So they are the supreme souls. The Siddhas are supreme souls. But you know, we are kind of very mean persons, okay? So we are mean because, so we bow down to Arihanta first because they have shown us the path to liberation. So therefore, it's not like Arihantas have destroyed more karmas than Siddhas. Okay, Natasha?
Okay.
Okay, now it's clear. That was the only mistake you did. Excellent. Very good. And you did very well in your test. Sachin ji, please score.
Yeah, Natasha, you presentation as well as in the oral test. Your overall GPA score is 3.70.
Very good. Well done, Natasha.
Very good. Very good,
okay,
Natasha.
Okay, next is Arjun.
Anubhav ji, one second.
Okay, Arjun,
we'll have,
do you remember you gave one answer wrong?
Yeah, I'm pretty
Arjun.
Sure what the question was.
Hello, Arjun, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Anubhav ji?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes. Anubhav ji, can you hear me?
Hello.
Anubhav
Arjun?
Ji?
Yes.
Anubhavji, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, Anubhavji, you are there? Students and bear with us. I know we are slightly over time now, but we should be winding up next 10-15 minutes maximum.
Hello, Sachinji?
Yeah, Arjun?
I got disconnected, so I'm going to call back to Anubhavji.
Okay, thank you, Arjun.
No problem.
Everybody is there?
Yes, everyone should be here.
Okay, Arjun. So did anybody give one wrong answer?
Yes, I do.
Yes, Sachinji.
Yeah, Anubhavji, one second. We'll take a pause. We need Poonamji and Vikasji to speak for a minute, and then we can take on with Arjun.
Okay, fine.
Sachinji, first of all, thank you to you, Tejaji and Anubhavji, for spending a good amount of time in giving this precious knowledge to the kids here. And thanks to all of the other kids as well for their good participation and for their learning. Actually, this was really good for us that we figured out. They have learned somewhat in the Jain religion in 1 year. And, I hope and, wish that they continue to keep learning in this classes and elsewhere in the temple, wherever they go, and keep continuing the momentum in the Jain religion and have faith in the Jain. So I'm really like these classes, though I was personally not able to attend the class, but I could see the differences in terms of what they have got. And I saw Natasha made lots of notes when she was doing it, so that was great. So she was doing very interestingly also, and I think this is also giving little encouragement to Arush to see that Natasha's effort has given her a little bit more marks than Arush. So I think next year I'm hoping that he will prepare a little better. So overall, I think this is a really good initiative. And thanks for your initiative, especially so early in the morning at 5 o'clock in India. Really appreciate that, Anubhavji. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Poonamji. Thank you, Vikasji. Yes, Anubhavji, now we can, get on feedback to Arjun.
Okay. And just to hear one thing, these GPS codes, actually, we know that every kid knows, they have this concept other than this little bit like Ahanta, the destroyed more karma, the Siddharth. But these GPS codes we are given because we have to give some marks. But there is nothing like we have to compare kids with these GPS codes, like this got more, he got less. These all kids deserve a big congratulations, and they have really done a great job. So Natasha, Arush, Chairman, Dia, Arjun, you all are on the same platform. It's just that somebody got more nervous than so they lose out some little marks. But you all have done a great job, okay? Fine. Arjun, do you remember you gave us one answer wrong?
I believe it was that I didn't know the answer, and I think it was where do Arihantas live?
Oh, where do Arihantas live? No, there was not a question. This was not a question to you.
Oh, because I thought that
the
was a...
voice of... No, that's what Arihantapam is called.
Wait, what was that? Could you please repeat it?
voice of Arihanta Parameshthi is called what? Voice of Arihanta Parameshthi.
Divyadvani.
Divyadvani, exactly. On that day you told us Jinvani, it's correct. Actually, you did not give any answer wrong. I was just testing your confidence. Okay. There is like two answers you gave, not completely. Like process of Dev Darshan, when we enter into the temple, what we say? We remember we say something like Om Jai Jai. What do we say?
Om Jai Jai. Jai Jai. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
When we enter the temple, we say Namostu, Namostu, Namostu three times. Om Jai Jai Jai. Namostu, Namostu, Namostu. In the process
okay.
of Dev Darshan, you miss this out, okay?
Oh.
And whom do we call Bhagwan? So the definition of Bhagwan, everybody. See, the definition of Bhagwan is somebody who is free from all the attachments, means Vidragi, and somebody who knows everything, means Sarvagya. Okay, so everybody, before we start to the second year of our sessions, we must know what a Bhagwan is, okay? One who is Vitragi means free from all the attachments, and one who is Sarvagya means who knows everything. Otherwise, excellent, Arjun, you were awesome during the exam. Ascertain the score.
Sachinji?
Yeah. Yeah, Arjun, wait, I'll tell you the score, don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, so Arjun, you did well during the presentation. Next time, what we would like to see, Arjun, is like whenever there is a special assignment given, right? Like doing a presentation. You would like all the students basically to know, use some of their creativity and prepare their own presentation and then, you know, kind of present it to the group of people. We all know that we have the Pathshala materials with us, but from the next year onwards, I would expect all the students to show a little bit more creativity and also prepare their own presentation, which anyways is going to help out the students. Okay, so your presentation was good, Arjun, as well as your oral test was very good, and you got the final GPA score of 3.76. Applause to Arjun.
Well done, Arjun. Seriously impressed. Okay. When we started class, I was told like Arjun is the only kid in our class who has no knowledge about Jainism. I am still in a great shock at why I was told that. Arjun, he has a great interest and energy and he's really doing very well. Thanks to his parents. And I talked to his mother once and she told me that he asked her some tough questions too. Thank you, Arjun, for doing that. We should keep on asking questions to our parents too so that they also study. Very good, Arjun.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Anubhav.
Okay.
I would like to have Simone ji and Ashok ji to spend a minute on.
Jai Janendra, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you, Simone.
Yes.
I would like to start with just saying a big thank you to Sachin ji and Tejal ji for organizing all of it, for Nalin ji and for Anubhav ji for teaching in such a way that Arjun has not wanted to miss any of his classes, and he has been most motivated to be part of this. And for us, we are just... we feel very lucky that he has this opportunity so far away from home in this remote corner of America to be able to practice the religion of his ancestors. And so we cannot thank you enough for it.
And this is Ashok. Jai Jananda, this is Arjun's dad. It is very touching, actually, for me to hear this these words. And it's also very touching for me to see that Arjun is motivated to learn something about his religion that we would not be able to inculcate, you know, ourselves. So I wanted to very sincerely say thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ashokji and Simonji. Yeah, Anubhavji.
Okay, so we move to last, Dia. Dia?
Jai Jin India.
Jai Jin India, Dia. Which answer did you give wrong, Dia?
I don't know.
You don't know. Did you give any or you don't know?
I don't know.
Huh? Okay. Since we're good of doing Dev Darshan, Dia, why do we do Dev Darshan?
Because to go to moksha.
Oh, that is the only point you missed out in the answer. All other points you told us. Because by Dev Darshan, we get inspiration to go to salvation, to go to moksha. Excellent. Now you made your 100% time, okay? A big round of applause for Dia. She gave every answer so perfectly and completely. And just if we look at her age, she is really doing very good. Okay, so in all, our class really has a good competition amongst her students too. Big congratulations to Dia and everybody of you. Sachinji, Dia's percentile.
Okay. So Dia did good in presentation. She prepared few of the questions which she wanted to ask during the shibir. And oral test, as Anubhavji, you just said, you know, she missed on one of the points which she just said now. So overall, her GPA score stands at 3.80. Round of applause for Dia, please.
Oh. Excellent, Dia. Very good.
And now I would like to invite Dia's mom to tell to spend a time for a minute.
Jai Jin and Anubhavji, it was really excellent. It was really good. I had a very good experience, and I can really find practical changes in Dia's life. And she asked me many questions, based on what you have taught, and she in the daily routine also, and based on daily examples like cooking and everything. She asked me why we should eat this, why not, and when we enter the temple, this is what we need to follow. And she follows everything so strictly, and she tells me also exactly how do I need to do. I really appreciate your effort, and I'm so thankful.
Yeah, personally, just to add to what Tejal said, I have seen a good change in Dia from what she was last year and what she is basically this year. She is kind of now going more and more depth in terms of finding out how the system can be applied in our day-to-day life. And I really thank Anubhavji for all your efforts, not only in Dia, I'm sure, after he parents, Natasha, Arush, Arjun, Jamin, and all of them are kind of moving towards the right path. They are moving towards the right direction, and they are doing their discriminative science, Bhed Gyan, in our day-to-day life. Which I mentioned few minutes back on this call, is the most important thing in our life, rather than find out who and how much. Yes, marks are definitely important in terms of grade and where they stand, and they would know that okay, I need to overcome the nervousness, or I need to overcome why I answered certain thing in that manner. I understand why I answered it wrongly. So definitely that mark shows them where they stand. But as I mentioned, I will repeat that again and again. The most important thing is to practice your Jainism on the concepts you have learned in day-to-day life, so that any point of time in your life, before taking a decision, before taking a step, whether it is right or wrong, you will think twice and then you will go and take the right step. So that is the most important thing, you know, what I would say, you know, for all the students.
Seriously, sincerely, coordinators, Sachinji, Tejalji, seriously, thanks to you that every time anything that happened for the class, for the students, you both were like, you have been really, really, really great coordinators. And for the class, I seriously, sincerely, personally thank you for being such a good coordinator. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking our class, and I really appreciate it. And big thanks to Mona, who has given us such a good, wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely, Anubhav. Thanks to the, you know, Mona Institute, Mona organization.
Yeah, actually.
Big thanks to Dr. Kirit Uncle, Niyati Aunty, and all the parents and the students. And thanks to you, Anubhavji, for, you know, making everyone's, change in everyone's life. So thank you so much. Just an announcement before we leave. We have decided that we will be, preparing the certificates, and we'll be sending it to all of you. I haven't decided whether we are going to, most probably it should be an copy of certificate. We'll be emailing everyone, and you should be receiving the certificate soon. Second thing is that we would be starting our next year's classes after a month, so all of you will be soon receiving an email on when are we planning to start our classes. We would definitely require the support of all the students, and especially support from all the parents, to keep this Pathshala going, and make sure that people learn more and more about our Jain Dharam, and to ensure that they continue to move on the right path. Before we start the next year curriculum, one more important thing, sorry I missed to mention, Tejal just brought to my notice. We would like to get a feedback from each of the parents on, any feedback. I mean, if you feel that, that certain things are not going proper, because all I have heard so far in the last 1 year, as well as in today's class, is good things about, the Pathshala, about the students, about the teachers, about the coordinators. But we would like a very open and transparent feedback. If at all you feel that there is some areas which needs some improvement, definitely, there are many areas which has a scope of huge improvement. But we would like to hear from parents. If you feel that there are some areas, which is not going proper, or some areas where we can, do certain things in a different manner, then, I would highly appreciate the feedback from all the parents. So if not today, I mean, whenever you get time, you can always give us a call, drop us an email with your feedback, with your suggestions, with your ideas. And this is open to everyone, not only parents, all the students, Diya, Arjun, Arush, Jaimin, Natasha. If you feel that, you have some good ideas, some suggestions which you want to bring, please bring us to this forum. And we can always, try to take all the feedback into consideration, have an internal discussion with the Mona team, and we'll, ensure that all this feedback has been taken and take proper action of all the feedback. Okay, I thanks to all of you. Anubhavji, we'll have a Jinwani Stuti before we wind up.
Okay. So, you will take it, Sachinji?
No, Anubhavji, you take it, or you make students take it.
Otherwise, that we have that regular that we do Ramavaram Pad and then Shatari Mangal Path.
Yeah.
By the students only.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, so we all will join our hands and close our eyes. Arush will say Namukar Mantra. Arjun will say Aso Panch Ramo Yaro and Jaimin will say Chattari Mangal Path. Yeah, Arush, start.
Namo Arihantaram. Namo Siddharam. Namo Ariyaram. Namo Ubachayanam. Namo Lohi Savisavunam.
Eso Panchanamokaro, Sawa Pawa Panasano, Mangla Namcha Sawisim, Padamam Hohi Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevri Padanto, Zama Mangalam, Chattari Lugutma, Arihanta Lugutma, Siddha Lugutma, Sahu Lugutma, Kevri Padanto, Dhamma Lugutma. Chattari Shanam Pavajami, Arihanta Shanam Pavajami, Siddha Shanam Pavajami, Sahu Shanam Pavajami, Kevli Padanto Dhamma Shanam Pavajami. Jai Junendra.
Jai Junendra. Thank you.
Jai Junendra.
Jai Junendra to all of you. Jai Junendra.
Jai Junendra to all of you.